Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Soulful Hunter Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Mack. Through this podcast, I'm on a mission to transform lives through primal adventure and to spread my mission of mentorship is conservation. This podcast is powered by Washington Backcountry, a resource for all hunters, both new and old. To find out more about Washington Backcountry, go to wabackcountry.com or search for Washington Backcountry on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The Soulful Hunter Podcast is also proudly presented by T&K Hunting Gear. If you haven't heard about T&K, then it's about time you do. I've been using T&K gear out in the field and on hunts and have fallen in love with their stuff. T&K is veteran-owned and 100% made in America using only American-made products. All their gear is covered under a lifetime warranty with no questions asked. If it breaks or fails, they will fix it or replace it for free. T&K is your resource for bino harnesses, bow slings, and a lot more amazing gear. For more information about T&K hunting gear, go to tnkhunting.com or search for them on Facebook and Instagram. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Freedom on and stay soulful. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Johnny Mack here with the Soulful Hunter Podcast. Just to give you a little heads up that we are doing an epic Christmas giveaway. We have so many different companies on board that have volunteered just their time and effort and also wonderful products to help support the Washington Backcountry and Soulful Hunter community. We've collaborated with Revel Entertainment on this, and we got some killer giveaways that is not necessarily for you. This is something that you get to bless other people in your life by nominating them to win this package. So you always hear me talk about on the podcast that you can't outgive good, and I am a 100% believer in that. So to go and nominate somebody for an epic Christmas giveaway, go to wabackcountry.com or you can go to soulfulhunter.com and you can see the giant picture on there. Click on that. It'll give you the information and then you'll follow the link to submit a nomination. You can also go to our social medias and click on the link in our bios and that will take you there as well. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the Soulful Hunter Podcast. I hope you are gaining a lot of insight and information that is helping you to just transform your life each and every day and moving forward. Remember, this world is working for you. It's not happening to you. So keep your head up. Stay positive. Go nominate somebody for the epic Christmas giveaway. And as always, everybody, stay soulful. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Soulful Hunter Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Mack. And today I am solo, and I am solo for a reason, because this is an episode that has been near and dear to my heart. It's something I've wanted to share with all of you guys for a long time, and finally I decided to sit down, write some notes, and talk about it. And this episode is dedicated to untethering your soul. Untethering your soul. So you know that this is a Soulful Hunter Podcast, and this the purpose of this podcast is to just transform lives through the primal adventure in which hunting provides, but we also dive into a whole lot of other topics. And one of these things is the inward reflection in which helps us build ourselves, heal ourselves, grow ourselves, that leads towards outward correction. You've heard me share on this podcast a lot that inward reflection leads to outward correction. But I want to talk a little bit about what it means to also untether. So there is a book, it's called Untethered Soul, that is by Michael Singer, and it is an absolute, I got to say, it's probably one of my most favorite books I've ever read and one of the most impactful books I've ever read. And for those of you who would not typically read a book or even read a book like this, I'm going to give you a little talk about some of the things that I've learned in it that have really impacted me. So the concept of untethering is to let go, right? There's so often in life that we are constantly bombarded by outside influences, or we're constantly attached to our cell phones or social media or computers or the digital age and AI and all these different things, that we forget about who we are, how we show up in the world. And so untethering your soul is something I wanted to share with all of you. Now that hunting season's over and we're starting to move into maybe collecting ourselves and rebuilding ourselves after a fun and difficult and challenging year in the mountains or in the wilderness or wherever it is that you're hunting. Now's a chance to really reflect on what you learned, the challenges that you face, all sorts of things. So a few things I want to share with you is that obviously 2020 has been a heck of a year. It's been challenging. It's been an emotional roller coaster. And yet I want to remind all of you out there that life happens for you. It doesn't happen to you. Life happens for you. There's a lot of things in life that you could call bad, negative, horrible, just the worst things imaginable. But just like lifting weights, which this is my analogy right here, so stick with me. Just like lifting weights, the gains are made in the uncomfortable areas. Discomfort and uncomfort breeds growth. You get gains from being uncomfortable and stretching yourself. When you are in a place of comfort, gains are never going to be reached. And so to stretch yourself, to get yourself out of your comfort zone, to try new things, think new things, expand your mind, your thoughts, your soul, your skills, your knowledge, whatever it is, to really challenge yourself. And that there's no such thing as a grind. This is one of the things that maybe you've heard me say on this podcast before, but I don't actually believe in the word grind. I removed it from my vocabulary. Grind is like this word that says, I do not enjoy what I'm doing, but I'm doing it anyways. You just grin and bear it. Well, life is happening for you, not to you. There's no need to not enjoy it because you know if you are that eyes on the glass half full, not half empty, you know that no matter what you are walking through, going through, experiencing in this moment, in this life, it's always happening for you, not to you. And so I just wanted to share some of this and some of these thoughts that I've had over this year and put it down on a podcast and drop it for all of you guys. Because first off, thank you so much for listening, for supporting the podcast. I hope that you've learned and gained information, not just about hunting, but about the world and also who you are through listening to this podcast. Maybe it's challenged you in different areas. But one of the things is I want to talk about the voice in your head. The voice in your head, especially when it comes to hunting, at least for me, is something I struggle and I challenge all the time. You know, it's like you have conversations with yourself. You know, who are you talking to? You know, should you go left? Should you go right? Should I go this way? Should I go that way? Is this the right move? Is this not the right move? The voice in your head is something that in the year 2021 moving forward, I really want to challenge all of you to work on conquering. Not surrendering to the voice in your head, but conquer the voice in your head. Not that it's a battle or a struggle, but you understand that the only thing that stops us from succeeding in life is really our own thoughts. And the thoughts in which we create and the words in which we speak are the reality that we live in. And so what type of reality do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a reality of joy, gratitude, happiness, abundance? Or do you want to live in a world of sadness, sorrow, regret, disappointment? And it all starts with that inner mind. It starts with the inner voice in your head. And so one of the things I've talked about on this podcast is energy and how everything in life is energy, right? So down to the very molecular base of everything is molecules, and molecules are constantly moving, and they bounce off of each other. Well, we know that every action requires an equal and opposite reaction. So when you say things, when you do things, when you think things, there is a reaction in this world, in this universe that happens off of everything. The ripple effect is real. And so what type of ripple do you want to create? Do you want to put out a positive energy, a positive vibe? Do you want to send love out into the world, or do you want to send hatred, regret, envy, jealousy, all these things? And so really, this podcast is just the beginning of you starting to think about how you show up in the world. How do you show up? Are you showing up with an attitude of life is happening to me? Or are you showing up with an attitude of life is happening for me? That the universe is conspiring for me? That anything is possible? The American dream, right? Anything is possible. Just set your mind to it. Well, you literally need to start being in control of your own mind and your own thoughts so that you can speak words that are going to be impacting your reality and the world around you. So one of the things, and we're not going to go too deep into this on this episode because we're going to keep this a little short, but everything you say, everything you think, everything that you do is an energy flow that releases energy, flows. There's an action. There's a reaction. And so whether it is how you speak to your children, how do you speak to your spouse, your loved ones, your coworkers, people you know or do not know. Excuse me. Are you putting good out into the world? Or are you putting negative out into the world? Because the opposite of good is bad. And either you're one or the other, right? I mean, I've heard this analogy be spoken before, and I hate to share it, but I love to share it at the same time. If there was a glass of water and you were super thirsty, would you drink a glass of water knowing that it was tainted with something just disgusting? Even though it was only like a half of 1% of that glass of water was tainted, would you still drink it? Because either it's still good or it's bad. And so when you start to think about how you show up in the world and how you speak about the world around you and how you speak about yourself, these are one of the things that you really need to address and reflect upon. What type of person do you want to be? How do you want to represent yourself? How do you want to represent your family? How do you want to represent hunting? How do you want to represent the things you love? Because what you think in your mind is what you create in your reality. The voice in your head can create your reality. Oh, I'm stupid. I'm ugly. I'm a bad hunter. I'm no good at this. Well, that's your reality then. And that's why, you know, you talk about manifestation and speaking things into existence. You've heard me talk about these things. You know, vision boards that you've heard I've talked about before on this podcast. What do you want in life? Because if what you want is good things, then start putting that good out into the world. Start living that goodness. Start creating the world that you want. You know, is be the change you want to be, or be the change you want to see in the world. The Dalai Lama, or I could be way off, all you listeners. I'm going to have to correct myself, or you're going to have to correct me. But be the change you want to see in the world. It starts with you. It starts with that voice in your head. It starts with the reality in which you create. Speak life. Think life. Create life. Because what life is an opportunity. And when opportunity knocks, you got to be ready to answer. And I hope you're ready to answer. And this is just going to be the start of a conversation that we'll be diving into over 2021. And I just want to, you know, with Christmas coming up and the New Year's and all the craziness that's happening in this world, I just want to speak a blessing over all of you. I want to bless each and every one of you. And not that I put hope that you find good cheer,
But I believe that when you start thinking the thoughts and speaking the thoughts of goodness in your life, of love, of cheer, that it's going to really transform you into who you are. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. We have our epic Christmas giveaway going on right now. Don't forget to nominate somebody for that. Remember, you can't outgive good. When you put good out into the world, it naturally returns. And we don't put good out into the world because we want the return. We do it because it's just a good thing to do. It's kind. It's loving. We love other people. And before you can love other people, you need to love yourself. And that's where the voice in your head and controlling your thoughts and getting a grip on how you speak about yourself, how you look at yourself, how you talk about yourself, how you show up in the world makes a difference. Not only for yourself, but for your family, your communities, your jobs, whatever. Remember that you're not invisible in this world. And if you're thinking that you're invisible in this world, that's the first step to change how you think about yourself. Be blessed, everybody. I'm Johnny Mack. Thanks for tuning in for the Soulful Hunter podcast. Freedom on and stay soulful. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love it if you could go ahead and give this a rating as well as subscribe. Also, you can check us out on Instagram under the Soulful Hunter podcast. Make sure to tag us in pictures and posts and use the hashtag Soulful Hunter. To find out more about the Soulful Hunter podcast, go to soulfulhunter.com and be sure to follow the podcast as we are going to be bringing you a lot of great information, insight, and changing lives through primal adventure. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Stay tuned and stay soulful. We'll be right back.